Today, I'm diving into a high-proof Reposado that absolutely commands attention. This La Puga Reposado 110, bold tequila, aged for nearly a year, bottled at full strength, packed with flavor. I also had a chance to do an interview with Sarah Castile and marketing guru Dave Wiley, and we talked about their passion for this brand, and it shows in every drop. If you love discovering authentic craft tequilas like this one, make sure you hit the subscribe button. It helps more people find real agave content instead of the celebrity stuff. Now, let's jump into La Puga. Aged for 11 months using third use ex Tennessee whiskey
barrels.
Jack Daniels. Look at that deep golden color. Great legs on the glass. Okay, on the nose, it's rich. You get cooked agave right front and center. You get that caramel smell. I get a little bit of honey, some warm baking spices, and I do pick up a little bit of a whiskey influence in the nose, but I also get that barrel room smell, that musty barrel wood smell that I love so much. At 110 proof, these aromas are really intense. They really jump out of the glass. Let's check it out. Wow. Now it's warm, but actually not as warm as what I thought it would be. The cooked agave is really strong. You get this big mouthfeel of the agave when you grab it right out of the oven and you eat it. It's so good. Like the cooked pineapple and sweet potato caramelized. So you get a nice caramel, a warm honey, a little bit of a light oak taste. I'm picking up a little cinnamon. There's a really nice pepper heat. And honestly, you can pick up that Tennessee whiskey flavor. It's rich. It's oily. It's really full body. The high proof is just the best way to have a repo, in my opinion. This is really, really good. I got to do that again. And that finish is long, is warm, it's powerful. The sweet agave stays with you, and then it kind of follows up with that caramel and that spice. And you definitely can feel the proof. I mean, it's 110. It's there, but it's not overwhelming or overpowering. It's actually perfect. What I love about Puga is every bottle tells a story. The Reposado features the Alabri bull, symbolizing the connection between Mexico and Fort Worth stockyards. The metal medallion, their signature stamp, a symbol of craftsmanship, community, and quality. After talking to Sarah Castile and Dave Wiley, it's clear every detail is intentional. It isn't marketing stuff. The brand is rooted in culture, heritage, and respect for agave. Final thoughts on this one. Man, La Puga Reposado 110 is bold. It's traditional. It's full flavor. It's a perfect example of how a high proof can elevate a Reposado without overwhelming it. So if you love agave forward high proof tequilas, this one deserves a spot on your shelf. If you've enjoyed this review, drop a comment below. Let me know your favorite high proof Reposado. Check out my full interview with Sarah and Dave. It's laying around right here in one of these. The link is right now. Thanks for watching. Grab a high proof Reposado. Have a great night. Cheers.